You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. The waiting is finally over and the Cheltenham Festival 2018 is upon us. It's live on Racing Radio from 1 o'clock in the afternoon. All the racing live from there and the supporting cards, of course, throughout the day on Champion Hurdle Day, the first day of the Cheltenham Festival. Here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby. I'm joined by Gareth Topham. Hello, Gareth. Are you looking forward to Cheltenham?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've not been looking forward to it for the last 4 or 5 months, which seems to be the way of play with a lot of people these days. But no, I've been looking forward to it, in particular the last sort of fortnight. We've had a lot of Cheltenham previews, and you sort of get your ideas gathered up, don't you, for this coming week. And it promises to be a fabulous week of racing, for all that it's going to be started on very, very testing ground. I'm led to believe that the going stick reading is basically saying it's as soft as it's been for a number of years, and certainly at the festival for many, many years. So it could be a bloodbath for the punters. I don't think it's going to be quite as straightforward as perhaps it first seems on paper.
Clark of the course had to come out as we record this on Monday afternoon and say, don't worry, there's definitely not going to have to be an inspection. That's how bad it's got.
Yeah, there is rain forecast throughout the majority of Monday, going up until around about 11 o'clock in the evening, just sort of on and off patchy rain. And then it's going to hopefully dry up, and it's meant to be a quite nice sunny day on Tuesday. But ultimately with that, as the ground then starts to dry and it's going to be opened up, there's a lot of runners over the course of the first couple of days. The going could well become very, very testing in a sticky way, a gluey way. So as I say, some of these horses that have got a potent turn of foot that are up towards the head of the betting markets, they're going to have their sort of key asset blunted somewhat. So as I say, it could be a real tough week for punters, this one, and it's going to be very interesting to see how it all pans out.
Well, we'll start as usual on the Tuesday Racing Podcast by taking a look at the Monday jury and the Racing Post. We take a look at the questions the trade newspaper are asking ahead of the week. Of course, this week it's all Cheltenham orientated. And the first question, Gareth, it reads a bit like a GCSE in horse racing, one mark question in an exam. Identify a horse on day one you think will profit from the testing ground.
Yeah, indeed. I like Kalashnikov in the opener tomorrow, the Supreme. Basically, the ground tomorrow is going to be as fresh as it's going to be all week for that very first race. But Kalashnikov, he handles testing ground. We saw that when he won the Betfair Hurdle at Newbury last time out. He never really travelled with any great fluency in that particular contest, but he did get better as the race went on, and ultimately he won it by a long way. He bolted up in the end. And for all that it was probably a hard enough race just a few weeks, well, a month or so before Cheltenham, I mean, he's had a little bit of time off, and he's a very talented horse with a will to win. He's got a good attitude, he gets his head down, and he's going to go through that better than most tomorrow. He's a horse that handles a big field. He's got a big field in against him tomorrow, and that sort of experience, again, is going to hold him in good stead. So Kalashnikov, I think, will really appreciate the underfoot conditions tomorrow, and it might just slow them down a little bit as well, which will help him keep up in the earlier part of the race.
Kalashnikov, then, one to potentially look for in the Supreme Novices Hurdle on the testing ground. Next question, which of the meeting's big favourites is most vulnerable, and who is your banker?
Might Bite, for me, is the most vulnerable.
Ooh.
Nicky Henderson has already expressed his mild concern about the state of the going. Although they're going to be on the new course come Friday, they're forecast more rain Thursday and Friday, so I don't think there's going to be much let-up at all. By the time the Gold Cup comes round, I think it could be riding very testing indeed. So, yeah, I'd be expressing concern over Might Bite. I'm still not 100% convinced by him in any case. Banker, probably Lorena, who runs in the Mayor's Novices Hurdle. She's going to have conditions to suit. Her form looks really good. And the way that she won last time, she looks to be a class apart. So Lorena, the banker.
We come to a slightly more testing question now. What is your strongest fancy in those tricky Cheltenham handicaps, Gareth?
Yeah, obviously it's quite difficult to sum up what's going to run in these handicaps as the week goes on. We've got the declarations through for tomorrow. I quite like Rather Be in the final race tomorrow, the Close Brothers. This horse has so far jumped pretty well in his short chasing career. He did unseat at Plumpton, but it was an early mistake, just a novice little error. But he got round Fakenham last time, and Fakenham does take quite a bit of jumping. Those fences come up rather quickly, they're quite stiff. He got round there, and this horse is another who does revel in a big field. He won a big handicap, albeit on much different ground to what he's going to be encountering tomorrow at Aintree last year at the Grand National meeting. I think he's got a touch of quality, this horse. He's trained by Nicky Henderson. Jerry McGraw will be in the saddle. Rather Be is around about 8-9-1 for the finale at Cheltenham tomorrow. But no strong view on any of the other handicaps necessarily, because we still don't know what's going to turn up. And particularly with the ground as it is, there could be one or two pulled out that we might be expecting to run.
And it's always difficult with obviously the horses having the multiple entries as well. And yeah, until 48-hour decks have helped us to some extent in that way. But yeah, still that element of mystery until it does come to declaration stage. The Stayers Hurdle comes up on the Thursday, Gareth. There's a racing price point out here. It's a wide open renewal of the race. Looks a wide open renewal. Who are you with in the Stayers?
Well, I'm with Sam Spinner. I think he should be favourite, really. Super Sunday at the moment isn't a proven stayer, particularly in these conditions, for all that he's got some excellent form in the book. But there again, so has Sam Spinner. And I think basically if he was trained by someone who wasn't Jed O'Keefe, if he was trained by a Henderson or a Nichols, I think he would be favourite. I'm just hoping that he doesn't adopt the same tactics that have seen him win these big races so far this season, i.e. making all, because that's very, very difficult to do around Cheltenham, particularly on the new course. That punishing run in between two out and the final flight, it just kills horses off. And if Sam Spinner, he was described in commentary by Simon Holt when he won at Ascot just prior to Christmas as being absolutely relentless, and there's no doubt about it, he is that. But it's just whether he can sustain that run, that momentum, all the way up the hill with some real classy rivals coming out after him. So back last season when he was winning smaller races around the likes of Catterick, etc., he didn't necessarily have to lead, and he still came out on top. And I'm hoping that he's ridden perhaps a little bit more conservatively than what has been the case so far this season. Although he's looked phenomenally good this season, I just think at Cheltenham, the stakes are at their very highest. The ground is going to be at its most testing. It might just be a bridge too far, but I think it's the wrong favourite for the race at the moment, Super Sunday. I think Sam Spinner should be favourite, and he's the one that's going to be carrying my pennies on Thursday afternoon.
Sam Spinner for Gareth then in the Stayers Hurdle, and we move on to the feature race of the Friday, the feature race of the whole festival, the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Who's going to win it, Gareth, and why?
I think it's going to be it's a very wide open renewal of the Gold Cup, not necessarily a vintage one. I think it's going to be a synchronised type year.
We say that every year.
I know. But I do think it's very open. It's going to go, in my opinion, to a horse that just grinds away as an out-and-out stayer. For me, three horses fall straight into that category. Native River being one who was placed in the race last year. He's come back with a fine run at Newbury under his belt where he jumped like a bunny throughout. And if he can get into a good rhythm, I think he's capable of running really well again. I think he'll be in the three. Definitely Red. I've been on one or two Cheltenham panels in the last week or so. Trainer Brian Ellison was with me at Sedgefield the other day, and he's very confident that this horse is going to run a big race. He will have conditions to suit him down to the ground. He's a horse that might just take a little bit of driving from a fairway out, but he keeps on going, he keeps on galloping, and that ultimately is what you're going to need on Friday afternoon. And the other horse is Our Duke, who is Jesse Harrington's sole remaining competitor in the field, having recently pulled out last year's winner in Sizing John. I love horses that carry big weights to win top handicaps, and Our Duke did this when landing the Irish Grand National back last year. So he's got the proven stamina, he goes in the ground. There was a properly legitimate excuse for his bad run at Down Royal on his seasonal debut. He had a lovely prep race for this Gold Cup when winning ahead of Presenting Percy, I think his favourite for the RSA. That was at Goring over 2.5 miles just a few weeks ago. No doubt that would put him spot on, and I think Our Duke's got the right sort of profile. I fancied him for a long time. He'd be my number one over Definitely Red and Native River.
Our Duke, then, after a disappointing start to the season, Gareth thinks he can seek redemption in the Cheltenham Gold Cup. And finally, nice open question here, Gareth. Who's going to surprise us at the festival and why?
Yeah, I've been looking at the sort of answers that the Monday jury in the RP have been sort of giving, and they're all sort of, well, I think this might win, but I'm going to give you one that'll lose. I think Mike Bite's going to lose. I think a lot of people think he's going to win. I think he's going to lose.
I think you're wrong, respectively. But, well, if it's atrocious conditions, then who knows what's going to happen. But we'll move on to looking at some of the action on the Monday of the Tuesday at the festival. There is no Monday at the festival. The Tuesday at the festival.
Might be in the future.
if these mayors, novice chase, or mayors chase people get their way, we don't know what there might be in the future at the festival. Anyway, well, we just rummage through our newspapers to find the form for the first day. I've got it here. We'll take a look quickly at the Grade 1 races. Of course, we start with the Supreme Novices Hurdle. You've already mentioned Kalashnikov in this. For me, Gareth, Get a Bird is one of the weaker bankers of the week, if you like, if you want to phrase it like that. How do you rate his chances?
Get a Bird, yeah, he's done... Oh, it's an old cliche. I hate using it. He's done nothing wrong, but he hasn't. He's won four races so far. He's looked good. What he's beaten, you know, they hold a substantial level of form themselves, and he comes into this as probably the rightful favourite. But again, I just think it's going to be very testing ground there tomorrow. It's going to suit some horses better than others. Get a Bird does go through it, but he's probably short enough, and Willie Mullins has ultimately had one or two short-priced horses turned over in this in years gone by. Min Springs, for example. Melon, was it? Last year,
finished second to Le Bec.
Yeah, so... Get a Bird, he doesn't, as you said a few moments ago, he's probably one of the weaker bankers, if you like, of the week.
It's a bit of a contradiction,
yeah,
that.
It is, sort of oxymoronic sort of thing to say, really, but there's a lot of short price favourites tomorrow. They're not all going to win. I'm not sure Get a Bird will, and as I said a few moments ago, I quite like Kalashnikov. He's got the form in the book, goes in the ground, handles the hustle and bustle of a big field, and they might not go a million miles an hour in this race tomorrow, which might just help him keep up in the early stages. So Kalashnikov to get the better of Get a Bird for me.
Now, speaking of pace angles in races, if everything that likes to be prominent goes forward in the Arkle, even with just the five-runner field, we could have a very speedy contest, even in the testing conditions, Gareth. Footpad, of course, has been the favourite for this race since near the beginning of the season, but he's got some solid rivals in this race. It is a small field, but it's not a weak renewal.
No, not by any means. I can't remember the last time there was a race at the Cheltenham Festival with just five runners. It's remarkable, really, but four of them, I think, can be given chances, three of them in particular. I quite like the British horse here, St. Calvados, for Harry Whittington. He's a horse that does seem to revel in testing ground. He's got quite a high knee action. He just jumped for fun at Warwick last time out. He bossed his field there, and although this is going to be a different kettle of fish because it's a much stronger race, St. Calvados, he's been racing in small fields, and the fact that this is cut up, I think, is going to definitely benefit him, for all that there's likely to be plenty of pace on. The first three or four fences in this race, they're taken in a straight line. They're going to be absolutely critical because Footpad, Petit Mouchoir, and St. Calvados, you'd imagine, are all going to be going forward. And for me, it's whoever jumps those first line of fences the best. They're going to take a sizable advantage for the remainder of the contest. I'm hoping that St. Calvados, he's only a five-year-old. Five-year-olds don't necessarily have a prolific record in winning the Arkle. I think the last one was Voy Protestedes around about 10 years ago. And before that, we were talking Flagship Uberalis, late 90s. But he just seems to be going from strength to strength, this horse. He's improving at a rate of knots. And I'm a big fan of Harry Whittington as a trainer as well. So I'm hoping that St. Calvados can give him a Cheltenham Festival winner and thwart the Irish contingent in the Arkle.
This might sound like a slightly strange thing to say, but I was watching back some of St. Calvados' performances this season yesterday, and the way he sort of just keeps galloping over the two-mile trip, gets into a rhythm and loses the field, it reminds me of what Duban was like as a novice. You know, of course, went on to win this race.
Yeah, it's a fair point, and that's the thing. The only thing with St. Calvados at the moment, he's not come up against any opposition quite as good as this, and whether he's going to be able to dictate, as has been the case throughout the course of the season so far, against the likes of Footpad and Petit Mouchoir, who are both, again, very solid jumpers, and they have something that St. Calvados doesn't have, and that's past Cheltenham Festival experience. It's going to be an awful lot tougher for St. Calvados this time, but he's looked really, really exciting, and I'd love to see him win.
3:30 on Tuesday, the feature race of the first day of the Cheltenham Festival, the Champion Hurdle. Bouvardaire, of course, the favourite for this, has been, again, the favourite since pretty much the beginning of the season. The rest all with questions to answer, for all that he's up against some classy individuals here. Gareth, is it going to be back-to-back wins for Nicky Henderson's crack hurdler?
Yeah, it should be. He's raced in a few sort of egg and spoon races so far this season, but he ain't going to be coming into this race undercooked. And for all that he's got the likes of Fahin up against him again and Elgin, who's been supplemented, I think the main danger to Bouvardier could well be the other horse in JP McManus' ownership, My Tent or Yours, who's around about 14 to 1.
Or you were going to say Charlie Parks for a minute.
No, not Charlie Parks. No, but Tent has raced in this race for many years now, and he's a little bit like Theatre World in the late 90s, a horse that ran in the Champion Hill. He was never quite good enough to win it, but he was always there or thereabouts. And I just think at the prices, he's almost nailed on to be in the three. And his win before Christmas, which, let's face it, was in deep ground around here at Cheltenham in the International Hurdle, he found plenty off the bridle. He settles an awful lot better than he used to now. I mean, he is 11, but he's still got plenty of zest for the game, My Tent or Yours. I fully expect him to be competitive tomorrow. I'm not saying he's going to beat Bouvardier for 1 minute, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me were he to give Nicky Henderson and JP McManus a 1-2.
My Tent or Yours, potentially finishing second in the race for the third year in a row. Who knows? The final Grade 1 race on the first day of the festival is the Mayor's Hurdle, and we've got another short price favourite, another horse who's been favourite for this race pretty much all season, and another winner from last year coming back to defend the crown. There's a bit of a theme emerging here, and Apple's Jade is, of course, the horse in question. Jack Kennedy takes the ride for Gordon Elliott, and though there are some decent mares in this lineup, Gareth, she's far and away the best.
She is, and this race probably isn't quite as strong as it was 12 months ago. Of course, last year, Apple's Jade beat Vroom Vroom Mag and Limony, and they were all in line coming up the hill. It was one of the best finishes of the entire meeting. I'm not convinced, really, there's a Vroom Vroom Mag or a Limony in this. Benny De Dure is Willie Mullins' main hope, but she's been racing generally over fences so far this season. She's looked good, but I'm not sure he's quite in the same sort of league as Apple's Jade just yet. The one I like to perhaps chase Apple's Jade home is Le Bagarois, which is Warren Greatrex's runner. She was a horse I called earlier on in her career, and I've always been really impressed with the way she goes through her races. Now, ultimately, the only race that she's really disappointed in was when she contested the Cheltenham Festival back last year. But she seems to have improved an awful lot this season for stepping up in trip. And although she's coming back down in trip from 3 miles in this race, I think it's going to be run at a fair gallop. Testing ground is no problem for her at all. And I think she'll be coming up the hill quite strongly. I don't think she'll be good enough to beat Apple's Jade, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me were she to fill out the forecast spot. So Apple's Jade to win, Le Bagarois to chase her home. I think out of those four hot favourites, we've got Get a Bird, Footpad, Bouvardier and Apple's Jade. I'd much rather be on the latter pairing as opposed to the first two on the day.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. Apple's Jade then looks set to win another Grade 1 prize, but we do remember another famous Irish mare who was a short price favourite for this a few years ago, and it all went horribly wrong.
It did, yeah, it did. There's no such thing as a dead cert, and that year when that particular mare came to grief, it looked as though it was all going sweet as it could possibly for punters. So it just goes to show that this is the Cheltenham Festival. The stakes are as high as they can be. Everybody wants to win. The prize money's phenomenal. It's hot competition. So whether all these shorties are going to be going in tomorrow, I very much doubt it myself. I think a couple of them will, but all four, no, you couldn't tempt me in at all.
There we go. A good dramatic build-up for the festival there from Gareth. Hot competition. Fantastic prize money. And indeed, it is all true. And it's live on Racing Radio tomorrow from 1 o'clock. First race at Cheltenham, 1:30. We look forward to it very much. Join us tomorrow on the Racing Podcast, where we'll be looking ahead to the Wednesday of the Cheltenham Festival. Gareth, enjoy your Cheltenham, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.